The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast, right here on MoneyWeb, also as a vodcast on MoneyWeb TV on our YouTube channel. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, entrepreneurs, and developers in South Africa's dynamic property sector. Now, we have reported on how much the listed property sector has surged over the last 2 years. And last week, the South African REIT Association had its conference in Houghton in Johannesburg. And things were a lot more upbeat than the previous one 2 years ago. One of the speakers at the start of the conference was the managing executive of commercial property finance at Nedbank CIB, and his name is Gary Garrett, talking about increased activity on the commercial property finance side. Now, Nedbank is a major player in the space, and to share more insights, we have Vanessa Murray, property finance divisional executive at Nedbank CIB, to share more insights on our latest podcast. Vanessa, a very warm welcome to back to the Property Pod. The previous time we spoke, it was a podcast, and now we're going into the video space. So a very warm welcome.
Thank you so much, Suren, and thank you for having me today.
So you were one of the delegates at the SA REIT conference last week. Now, as I mentioned, this takes place every 2 years. 2 years ago, it was a different circumstance. The industry was improving. But in the last 2 years, since 2024, the industry has had a record surge from a listed property perspective. The industry has run almost 60% based on what was mentioned at the conference. Are you seeing this positivity also on the commercial property finance side?
So, Suren, I have to agree. It's great to see, renewed confidence and optimism. Certainly last week at the SA REIT conference, that was the general feeling. I think, last year, what we saw was quite subdued activity from the REIT sector. And I think, that in itself is also a positive story, because what it pointed to was, REITs are focused on shoring up their balance sheets, building excess liquidity, and they generally used it to settle certain facilities, deposit it back into revolving credit facilities and the like. So the activity that we saw was really in the unlisted private investor and developer space. And we're continuing to see that this year. And I think that is quite encouraging, because that does point to green shoots in the real economy. And, I'm happy to say that with the sector having re-rated to such a significant extent, the start of 2026 has certainly showed that REITs are now turning towards, local acquisitions and development opportunities. So we're certainly feeling far more positive about, what's going to come from the REITs. We've seen Bukele announce that they are not only going to continue focusing on offshore, but they're turning their eye to, to local opportunities and Growthpoint, as you've seen, they've got a number of local opportunities as well.
Now, you mentioned those two counters, but you said most of the activity from a commercial property finance side has been the direct or unlisted space. Do you think once more counters are trading at NAV or above premium to NAV, will that see an uptick in commercial interest, or is it a case of you seeing maybe that they might rather look at raising liquidity as opposed to approaching the likes of Nedbank for financing some big deals?
I think it's a combination, of factors. I mean, the fact, when you talked about the sector returns of 60% in the last couple of years, we now have, I think it's about 7 or 8 counters that are now trading at a premium to NAV. And we haven't seen that. I think it's been 9, 10 years ago, that we actually last saw that. So I think that in itself means that they are now more, open to, and are able to explore acquisitions and or development opportunities. They're just looking a lot more feasible now. So I think it's a combination of factors, as well as, you know, the positive sentiment, you know, that is really coming through into the market.
And how much of that is linked to lower interest rates? Because interest rates have fallen quite significantly after the historic lows of COVID. Then it peaked. And now we also have the lower inflation target, which is means locking in lower interest rates for a longer period of time.
So it certainly has been advantageous, you know, and we saw that cycle, you know, already beginning last year with some of the rate cuts that we saw. At Nedbank, we expect another 2 interest rate cuts of 25 basis points, you know, going forward for the balance of 2026. And it certainly does have an impact, you know, it lowers your debt servicing costs, you know, et cetera. But we've also seen this lower debt service cost kind of impact come through, particularly for the REITs, because of the compression in margins. And that's really the bond yield story, right? So we saw that margin. We had a number of REITs tap the local debt capital markets for a number of issuances last year. And we saw those margins and cost of, you know, that those bonds reducing by probably on average 30 basis points. So it definitely has had a positive impact, but that's not the only, you know, reason for, I think, the more improved sentiment that we see.
So that takes me to my next question. What are some of the other contributing factors, if any? We're not going to go into local government issues and the big debate around water, while it's a crucial issue, but we're talking commercial property finance here. So what are some of the other factors, the positives that are?
So, you know, I think the work that's been done, you know, if we just take Eskom and the fact that, you know, load shedding, you know, almost seems to be a thing of the past. We've seen the sector really invest, you know, in solar generation capacity. I think the real estate sector, in terms of numbers that was run by our, you know, property finance analyst, Ridwan Luna, I think the sector has put in something like 450 odd megawatt powers of power, and they are forecast to continue investing in this. There's another 74 megawatt powers units coming on stream. But I think it's really this improved sentiment around, you know, this increased economic growth forecasts that we're seeing to coming through. And I think, you know, the work that bodies like, you know, Business for SA, Operation Bull and Leila, et cetera, you know, this real collaboration between the private sector and government, I think it is starting to bear fruit. You know, and I think also things, factors like, you know, a stronger rand, all of this is leading to that improved sentiment. Obviously, this has to be delivered into. But I think for the property sector to really meaningfully grow going forward and to have a real, you know, meaningful future, we have to see real economic growth, you know, on the ground. And I think, you know, there is a sense that we are turning the corner and seeing that come through in the future.
Well, thanks for that. Yes, Operation Vulindlela has been a big driver of the South African government's reform program, and it's backed by business. B4SA's Martin Kingston actually spoke at the SA REIT conference, and obviously the mindset is shifting from logistics and electricity to the water issue. But he also highlighted crime and corruption that seems to have contributed to some of those water issues in particularly Johannesburg and the major metros. But I know you talked about direct property, you know, increased interest in independent unlisted property counters, financing needs. But where is the interest that Nedbank CIB is noticing in the subsectors? And I'm talking like commercial property, office, retail. Where is the interest coming from that space?
So, you know, obviously it continues to be logistics, modern logistics, warehousing, those facilities are still very much in demand. And that's across the board, across the country. You know, we now are also seeing data centers come into the fray. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that progresses over the next few years. There's also still a lot of, demand for retail, but it's retail that is more focused on convenience and neighborhood retail. A fair amount of that type of retail also being developed in the non-metro areas as well. So we've seen quite a bit of that. And multifamily residential rental stock, there's still huge demand for affordable quality stock coming into the market. We expect that to continue growing. So I think there's no news story there really. Something you can say about offices is that we've seen something like 19 consecutive quarters where vacancies have actually dropped and those vacancy rates, are improving. But I think that'll be a slow, steady story and turnaround because, there's still, a lot of excess supply and particularly in the Gauteng area that needs to be mocked up. And then I think, increasingly what we're seeing is a move, when we talk development, very much towards real precinct type of mixed-use precinct development projects, that we're seeing coming into the frame.
It's interesting you mentioned that. It would be interesting to note whether Nedbank is financing some of the billions that's required for the V&A waterfront, but that's not a question. Just in terms of the area that you work in, you are... you talked about financing unlisted property. That's the market at the moment. But Nedbank also plays in a direct space where it also gets involved in a few. It's not a big part of the business, but it does, is an investor, for example, from what I last understood, the Leonardo in Sandton, for example, and Park Square, which is a property near Gateway in Amshlaga. Is Nedbank also still invested or looking at investments in that space where it co-finances, as it were?
Definitely. So we have a significant business. We call it the Property Partners business. And really, it's where we co-invest alongside our clients. So that's typically what we do. And in fact, an interesting project that, we recently invested in, it was actually late 2024, and we'll start seeing the rollout come through, is the Bankenveld City District project. That's a significant 18 billion rand mixed-use precinct that's probably got a rollout of about 25 to 30 years, I would guess. And it really is mixed-use in the sense that it is going to comprise, extensive affordable housing product, retail, offices, industrial, hubs, and will also include and comprise educational institutions such as schools. If we look at where it is located, it's really going to be what we think, going to be, Joburg North's most connected precinct. It sits between Linbro and Buccleuch. It's got great access to Sandton and the Marlborough Gautrain station. So we think, that's a type of example of kind of mixed-use precincts that, really add significant impact, into these areas and nodes for the benefit of all, really.
Just refresh my memory, the company behind that, I know it's a listed company. It's not a core REIT, but the company that co-investing with?
It's Eris Developments. Yeah.
Okay. Vanessa, before you go, what are some of the big high-profile projects that Nedbank or might be looking at going forward? Or perhaps you want to share, I know you highlighted the Bankenveld development, but are there any other areas in the property sector that you see opportunity to finance, maybe not directly, but to finance, like increasing appetite to finance? And then what are your expectations for commercial property finance within the context of the listed property sector having done so well and now trading on its way to trading as a full sector premium to NAV? I know another speaker at the SA REIT conference, Keelan Ndlovu, mentioned that you probably might see in a year or two more interest for new listings because we haven't had new listings in the listed property space in the last few years.
Yeah, so maybe I can answer the last question first. So I think it would be good to see the REIT sector expand. And certainly if this momentum keeps going, I think we will see new listings, come onto the board. I think that, you know, the sector's re-rated to such an extent, you know, the 60% that you mentioned earlier over the last 2 years. And I think what's going to be really important now is there's going to be more, you know, within this 14% sort of discount to NAV that the sector is currently trading at, there's quite a wide dispersion, you know, of counters trading, you know, within that sort of band. So I think, you know, importantly, it's going to be about stock selection and those counters that really focus on their bottom line. And what I mean by that is really focused on their net operating income uplift. You know, I think more so than ever, and I think what management teams have done really well is that they've managed their portfolios, they've shored up their balances, they've built up excess liquidity. They're in a really good position to take advantage of the opportunities, you know, potentially coming their way in the next few years. And so, you know, all credit to them. But I think going forward, I think there's still some room for the sector to improve, you know, from a share price perspective. But it'll all really depend on, you know, whether you are able to really manage your portfolios effectively such that you get that, you know, effective keen NOI uplift and ultimately, you know, leads into valuations. Because, you know, without that kind of focus on the bottom line, you're not really delivering into the dividend dividends that investors expect from the sector. So I think increasingly it's going to be very much dependent on management teams really you know, sweating their assets and looking after their portfolios. And then I think, you know, just to give you a sense of some of the key projects that, you know, I mean, I can only talk to ones, you know, that we've already been public with and, you know, that are out there in the market. You know, out there in the market. You know, we play across a number of different segments. If I just think about, you know, let's take large scale affordable housing developments. You know, we are funding partner to the Lion Pride Estate, which is in really, let's call it Greater Randburg area. And that's a significant estate that will, you know, when it's complete, really deliver 4,500 odd homes across various price points, you know, again, hoping to deliver supply into a market, you know, that's constantly looking for affordable products. So that's just a project that we're very proud of. We also recently last year put in funding to fund a 2,304 bed student accommodation complex in Soweto in Johannesburg. And that'll be complete by the end of December this year. You know, and that's again, you know, there's such a huge demand for quality housing, and this will service students, you know, studying in Soweto at the Soweto University of Johannesburg campus. So, you know, something that really is fulfilling a key need there. And then, you know, continuing this theme of precinct development, some of the other precincts that we've been involved in include the Newmarket precinct in Alberton. You know, that's something that we're very proud of. You know, it's got a large scale regional retail offering and value retail. Also where, you know, the new Alberton Netcare Hospital, you know, was developed a couple of years ago. It's got a full-on medical center, complementary commercial offices segment. And then also Sandton Gate, which is in the Sandton area. Also a mixed-use precinct that is delivering new retail coming on stream in a couple of months' time, offices and a residential component to it as well. So I think that gives everyone a little bit of a flavor of the things that we're involved in. And then I think something also important to mention is, you know, that just furthers this theme of impact is a project in Cato Ridge in Durban, which is the Nsimbi cold storage facility. This really is a 350-hectare mega-modal hub that is being developed there. The first project is the Nsimbi cold storage development that we are funding. And I think, again, you know, this talks to you know, if we look at that kind of logistics development, it's a prime or going to be a prime back of port site. It's designed to help ease the Durban port congestion, accelerate cargo turnaround. And that's, again, I think something that has, you know, key economic impact, you know, and will obviously take some time to roll out, but very excited to be a part of that first development.
Well, thanks for that last addition there. It's very important within the context of the traffic along the N3 and that N3 to Durban to Johannesburg corridor is a big investment area. And I know that the local municipality is pushing development, particularly between Durban and Maritzburg. But Vanessa, thank you so much for your time on the Property Pod. That was Vanessa Murray, the Property Finance Divisional Executive at Nedbank CIB.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories.